Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith. I'm glad that you were able to join me today. With the Lord's help, we will conclude this message as we continue to look at a few scriptures regarding wanderings in the wilderness. And I'd like to begin by sharing some passages from the book of Jeremiah, the second chapter, and I'm going to read verses 1 through 7. Moreover, the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Go and cry in the ears of Jerusalem, saying, Thus saith the Lord, I remember thee, the kindness of thy youth, the love of thine espousals, when thou wentest after me in the wilderness, in a land that was not sown. Israel was holiness unto the Lord, and the first fruits of his increase. All that devour him shall offend. Evil shall come upon them, saith the Lord. Hear the word of the Lord, O house of Jacob, and all the families of the house of Israel. Thus saith the Lord, What iniquity have your fathers found in me, that they are gone far from me, and have walked after vanity, and are become vain? Neither said they, Where is the Lord that brought us up out of the land of Egypt, that led us through the wilderness, through the land of deserts and of pits, through a land of drought and of the shadow of death, through a land that no man passed through, and where no man dwelt? And listen, verse 7, And I brought you into a plentiful country to eat the fruit thereof and the goodness thereof. But when ye entered, ye defiled my land and made mine heritage an abomination. And then in the second chapter, verses 19 through 21, he says, Thine own wickedness shall correct thee, and thy backsliding shall reprove thee. Know therefore and see that it is an evil thing and bitter that thou hast forsaken the Lord thy God, and that my fear is not in thee, saith the Lord of hosts. For of old time I have broken thy yoke and burst thy bands, and thou saidest, I will not transgress, when upon every high hill and under every green tree thou wanderest playing the harlot. Yet I had planted thee a noble vine, wholly a right seed. How then art thou turned into the degenerate plant of a strange vine unto me? And you might just say, well, you know, that's just the Lord talking to Israel. They disobeyed God. They rebelled against God. But beloved, you realize that this very thing is happening even today? There is so much apostasy occurring in the Christian church. There are those in major denominations that refuse to accept the Word of God as the Word of God, that they are opening or lowering their moral standards to say we need to become relevant for today's world. And they choose to deny the veracity of God's word. They're ordaining homosexuals. They're saying, God is a God of love and He embraces people where they're at. Beloved, we have to make a choice. And just as Israel was offending God, disobeying Him, even after they had enjoyed the blessings of Canaan land, we too, we have enjoyed such plenty. And I'm speaking of the American church. Beloved, there are our brothers and sisters, even now as I am speaking, as you're hearing my voice, undergoing tremendous persecutions in countries that will not acknowledge, that will not allow Christians to freely practice their religion. They're being murdered. They're being killed. Their properties being taken from them. And we have been so blessed in this land. And so We have to appreciate and understand what God has done for us. He is a merciful God. He knows the wilderness is not a pleasant place, and He wants to bring His people today into a promised land. As I was reading, there's bitterness. It's evil. You will experience evil if you're following the way of the world, following the way of flesh, following the way of sin. God does not want that for His beloved, His choice vine. And we need to make a choice. Every one of us, we have to know that God wants us brought into our Canaan land. He doesn't want the wilderness to be our continual experience. Now, that may seem obvious, but many don't believe in their heart. They really think that that's all this Christian experience is, just a place of going from one wilderness wandering to another. Beloved, have you determined and settled in your heart the issue? Do you believe God wants to bless you? If you do, then victory is assured. Remember Joshua? God had commanded him to lead in the people of Israel into Canaan. There would be battles, but God would be with them. They had a tremendous victory at Jericho. And then they disobeyed the Lord. There was one in their number that took of the accursed thing, Achan. And what brought defeat to them? They went out against this a relatively small city, Ai, and they were tremendously discomfited. They were defeated. And that was a result of sin, and God exposed it. But beloved, we have to make a choice. We either want the slavery of sin, we want the slavery and bondage of the old life, or we have to be willing to possess in fullness what it means to be a new creature in Christ Jesus, where we are freed from slave mentality, where we are come to the full realization that we have no restrictions, no bondage to anything that has held us captive in the past, but that our allegiance is now solely to the Lord Jesus Christ. There's a beautiful passage I'd like to share with you from the prophet Hosea, the second chapter, and I'm going to start reading at verse 14. Beautiful, beautiful revelation of God's heart. Therefore, behold, I will allure her. He's talking about His church, His people, and bring her into the wilderness and speak comfortably unto her. And I will give her her vineyards from thence. And listen to this, the valley of Achor for a door of hope. And she shall sing there as in the days of her youth and as in the day when she came up out of the land of Egypt. And it shall be at that day, saith the Lord, that thou shalt call me Ishi, and thou shalt call me no more Baali, and I will take away the names of Baalim out of her mouth, and they shall no more be remembered by their name. And in that day will I make a covenant for them with the beasts of the field, and with the fowls of heaven, and with the creeping things of the ground, and I will break the bow and the sword and the battle out of the earth, and will make them to lie down safely. And of course, this is speaking of the kingdom age when Jesus returns to restore peace to the earth. Verse 19 says, and I will betroth thee unto me forever, yea, I will betroth thee unto me in righteousness and in judgment and in loving kindness and in mercies, and I will even betroth thee unto me in faithfulness, and thou shalt know the Lord. And it shall come to pass in that day that I will hear, saith the Lord, and I will hear the heavens, and they shall hear the earth, and the earth shall hear the corn and the wine and the oil, and they shall hear Jezreel, and I will sow her unto me in the earth, and I will have mercy upon her that had not obtained mercy. And I will say to them which were not my people, thou art my people, and they shall say, thou art my God. That term Jezreel means God sows. Here another translation. See now, I will be the one who attracts her and courts her again and brings her into a desert place. You know, that's not so bad when He's dealing intimately with you and speaking gently to her inmost being. Then I will restore her the vineyards and make the dale of trouble a door of hope. Claim that word, beloved, the dale of trouble, a door of hope. That's what God is doing today. And that veil of sad memory, a passageway of hope. If we will put God first, if we will seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, beloved, all these other things will be added to us. And he goes on, and a song shall be on her lips, the very music of her youth, when I rescued her from Egypt long ago. You will call me my husband, and will no longer say to me, my Lord and Master. You know, we have looked to the Lord like a slave. And we have to understand he wants to change the very nature of our ability to relate to him. Let me go on sharing. When that day comes, I will make a treaty on her behalf with the wild animals, with the birds of heaven and the creeping things of the earth. I will break bow and sword and weapon of war and sweep them off the earth so that all living creatures may lie down without fear. I will take you to be my wife forever. I will betroth her in a bond of goodness and of justice, in kindness and in love. I will answer the pleading of the sky for clouds to pour down water on the earth in its cry for rain. Then the earth can answer the parched cry of the grain, the grapes, and the olive trees for moisture and for dew. And the whole grand chorus shall sing together that, quote, God sows, he has given all. And I will sow him for myself in the land, and I will have pity on not pitied. And I will say to not my people that you are my people. And he shall say, Thou art my God. Praise God for the word of the Lord. For hear what the Spirit would say unto thee, my beloved. I am your God, and I have so much reserved for thee. I have fulfilled for thee much that you have experienced in this lifetime. But beloved, there is so much more I wish to reveal to you. There is a fullness of joy, an expectation of hope, a delight in your God that you have not experienced. For is it not written, in my presence is fullness of joy, and at my right hand there are pleasures forevermore. Therefore, trust me, I shall bring you into your desired haven. I shall bring you into the promised land of abundance, and you shall prosper in your soul. And as your soul prospers, so shall you be blessed and experience my plenty physically in health and in the events and circumstances of your life. You shall not want, for you shall know me as Jehovah Jireh, the Lord, my provider, says your God. Praise God. Well, my time is gone, and I must bring this broadcast to a close. Thank you for joining me. The announcer will give you our contact information. God bless you. I love you. Thank you for your prayer support as well as your financial help. And until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.